Oh, hey. Are you all right? Yeah. Have a seat. We missed you at dinner last night. Oh, she did. That sounds nice. Where is she now? Oh, but it's not your thing? I'm sure you can't be that bad. Oh, well, I stand corrected. I kind of wish I'd been there to see that. So, you've got the rest of the day to yourself then? Me too. Oh, some kind of mountaineering, scrambling trail thing. He went with what's his face and his son. Yeah, that's the one. I think they said half 3 o'clock. I don't know. He was really looking forward to it, so I'm not expecting him back anytime soon. Me? Not much, to be honest. I was more in the mood for a really lazy day, you know? Yeah, I went for a run first thing this morning, so that's how I'm justifying it. I figure I'm just gonna hang out by the pool, do some reading, and work on my tan a little more. Oh, you think? Well, thanks. I'm glad you approve. You're not? I mean, I'm sure I have no idea which guys you could mean. He told you his nicknames for them, huh? Yeah, Pretty Boy is James, and Muscles is Frankie. You just missed them, actually. They did. They invited me to join them on some beach further down the coast. Since he left me all on my own today, they thought I might need some help with my sunscreen, something about hard-to-reach spots. Yeah, and apparently it's clothing optional too, so I know, subtlety is not exactly their strong point, but hey, I felt pretty good about that. No, I think he would actually murder me if I did. I'm not even gonna mention that they asked. Then again, he'd probably get a little jealous if I were to tell him that I spent the morning chatting with you. Oh, now who's playing coy? You're really bad at that. Just accept the compliment. You look really good. Yeah. And you almost got me into trouble yesterday, strutting around in those wet shorts. They didn't leave much to the imagination, did they? Yeah, I may have glanced in your direction once or twice, every now and then, whenever he wasn't paying attention. Fortunately, not, but he did catch me looking your way as you were heading back up to the hotel. He gave me one of those looks. Oh, well, I'm glad it amuses you. I take it you won't mind if I glance in your direction again sometime. Maybe when you're bending over, readjusting, hard to conceal bulges. Oh, good to know. Oh, it's just some trashy romance novel I picked up. My tablet died, so I'm stuck with this instead. The writing is terrible, but the plot isn't too bad. It's about a woman who goes on vacation with her boyfriend, and then she befriends a couple staying at the same hotel. Yeah. They start hanging out, making plans, going to the beach together, and an attraction begins to develop between her and the other guy. And then, when her boyfriend and the guy's girlfriend are out of the picture, she confesses she's attracted to him, and they end up going up to her room together. I think they spend the rest of their vacation sneaking around and going at it like rabbits whenever they get an opportunity. It's pretty cliche, isn't it? A woman lusting after a guy she shouldn't, a guy she barely knows but wants so badly she's willing to cheat for for the very first time in her life. The two of them realizing they'll probably never see each other again after next week, so it's not like it would be a real affair. Just some harmless fun. A summer fling. I don't know if they get caught, but I'm only about a third of the way into it, and it's getting to the really juicy part, so... yeah. Yeah, I think they're about to. Well, he's just joined her by the pool, and they're talking about some book she's been reading, and she's leaning towards him kind of suggestively, giving him a real good look down the front of her sundress, which is really lucky for him, because she's not wearing a bra. And when he notices that, he just sits there grinning at her, staring at her chest. Yeah, just like that. Well, I don't know, do I? She was just about to seduce him when you asked me about it. Me? I guess if I were in her place, and let's say you were the guy, I would probably check and make sure that no one was watching us. And then I'd lean in, like this, close enough to smell your scent under your cologne, and for you to feel my breath on your skin. And I'd look you right in the eyes, like this. And I'd tell you I haven't been able to stop thinking about you since the moment I first laid eyes on you. That I've barely been able to take my eyes off of you, even while my boyfriend and your girlfriend have been right next to us. That I fantasize about sneaking off to the restroom with you while the four of us were at the club the other night. That I got so fucking wet when you were dancing with me that I had to pretend that it was for him when he noticed. That I had to imagine it was you getting hard in my mouth when I sucked him off on the way back to the hotel after we left you. And that I thought about you every time I fucked him this past week. Imagine that it was your lips pressed to mine, your head between my thighs, your body pinning me down, making me writhe in ecstasy, your hands spanking my ass as I ride you, your balls slapping my clit as you pound away at me. Your breath hot against my flesh, your moans, your growls, your whimpers loud in my ears, your scent and your taste clouding my mind, and your cock stretching me and filling me, making me cream and come and gush all over it. I tell you that I want to take you out to my room right now and rip those shorts off of you. And worship every last inch of your body, and then bury your cock balls deep in my cunt, over and over again. I want to fuck you more than I've wanted to fuck any other man in my entire life. And I don't think I'd be able to stop fucking you until we're both sore, exhausted, and coated in each other's juices. God, I want you. And I guess if you were the guy in the story, you wouldn't say anything in response. You would wait for a few minutes after I stand up and say goodbye, and then you'd pretend that you're actually heading down to the beach. But actually, you'd come up to my room, room 306. And we'd spend the next few hours acting out every filthy, nasty fucking thought or fantasy that we've had about one another since we first met. Well, I hope we get to see the two of you later. I think I'm going to go get changed and grab some lunch in town. Say hi to your girlfriend for me when she gets back. I still owe her a cocktail or two from the other night. Have fun on the beach. See ya.